Good evening, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, and are you at least 18 years old and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general election for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? You probably are the chances 50-50,
definitely.
Or will you probably not vote? Definitely. Okay. And what is your age, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
70.
And just to be sure representing everybody, may I ask your race or ethnicity?
White.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican,
Democrat,
an independent, or something else? And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong?
Strong.
And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, just somewhat satisfied, dissatisfied, or
very satisfied?
Okay. And now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want their member of Congress must focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. And the first issue is reducing crime. From 0 to 10, how important?
5.
Tackling climate change. From 0 to 10?
10.
Funding for drug and substance abuse program?
7.
Creating more affordable housing?
7.
Lowering taxes?
5.
The last three, securing the southern border, from 0 to 10.
5.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
5.
And the last one, protecting abortion rights?
10.
Thank you. And now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means neutral. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, just let me know, okay? The first one is Janelle Bynum. From 0 to 100, how would you rate Janelle Bynum?
Eighty-five.
Republicans in Congress, Republicans in general?
0.
0. J.D. Vance, from 0 to 100?
0.
Democrats in Congress, Democrats in general?
50.
Kamala Harris, from 0 to 100?
60.
Lori Chavez Derrimer?
50.
McDonald's, from 0 to 100?
No.
Okay. Donald Trump?
0.
Tina Kotek, from 0 to 100? Tina Kotek?
75.
And the last one, Joe Biden, from 0 to 100?
80.
80, okay. Thank you so much. We're almost done with the survey. We're at 65%. Thank you so much for your time. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or independent Cornel West, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez Derrimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
The Democrat.
For Congress, okay? Janelle Bynum. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Derrimer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Derrimer? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Derrimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, just somewhat somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Disapprove.
Just somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
And now we're almost done. We're 75%. I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Lori Chavez-Derrimer and Janelle Bynum. And again, thank you for your kindness to help us. The first one, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez-Derrimer led Oregon's fastest-growing community, making it more business-friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. The next one, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum, is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and make our community safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. And in Congress, she will stand up to extremists on both sides to deliver for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Educate if you deem it. But let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Republican Lori Chavez-Derrimer or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Democrat.
Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum? On your own words. You can say anything at all in your own words based on what you have seen or heard about her or any impression you have on her or her.
No, I don't have anything to say.
Okay. Just let me document your answer. And now we're almost done. This is basically the last part of the survey. Again, thank you so much for your help. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. And again, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means the statement is very convincing reasons to support Janelle Bynum. 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason. Hello? Can you hear me okay?